Join us again at the Ministry Game with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the Ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the General Assistance Department, Lennox, Brown and Lamb stand by to help any ministry that's overloaded. These are men who don't know the meaning of the word indolence, and indeed are baffled by many other long words as well. But Secretary Mildred is always on hand to assist.
There's a query from the environment people about new telephone boxes.
They asked me to find sites for 50 phone kiosks, and I did.
Yeah, but they're wondering why you told the post office not to put telephones in them.
Ah, that's because of the vandals, you see. I mean, if there are no phones in the boxes, the vandals can't vandal them. That should fox them. Was there anything else?
Yes, sir. The planners want you to find a site for a circus.
A circus?
Yes, Lord Lovett's circus. I mean, last year it was on Shepherd's Bush Green.
Well, they can go there again. Send a memo, will you? We authorise Shepherd's Bush Green to be used for your forthcoming show.
Righty-ho, Mr. Lamb.
And that's quite enough work for one day.
Yes, sir.
Why am I stuck with these environment people when Lennox Brown gets the glamorous jobs?
Is he still helping the Ministry of Defence?
Apparently.
Morning, Joe.
My word, those defence chaps are a grand bunch.
Are they really?
Yes, I was down on Salisbury Plain yesterday. They tried out their new camouflage paint on some tanks.
Did it work, sir?
Well, they're not quite sure. They can't seem to find the tanks. But I mustn't say too much. It's all rather high-level stuff, you see.
I've been tackling some high-level jobs for the environment people. I've suggested a way to ease London's traffic problems.
Oh, really?
Caravans are the answer. If all motorists coming into London had caravans, they'd have somewhere to live while they're looking for somewhere to park.
Oh, glory, give me strength.
Well, you're in luck, sir. I just made a nice fresh pot. Three lots or four?
Both, please, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Wilkins.
Yes, I just came in to say,
Morning, Mr. Wilkins.
To say good morning, Mr. Wilkins. Oh, dear, no, that's not right. I'm Mr. Oh, dear, I keep forgetting things, you see. I suffer from insomnia, you know.
Yeah, every few days he wakes up.
I just popped in to see if I could help. I heard you're working on some army vehicles.
Thanks.
Not at all. You're welcome. Always, glad to oblige a friend.
I was involved with army tanks, Mr. Wilkins, but that's behind me. I've moved on to bigger things.
Oh, my word. What are you engaged on now?
Well, I have been asked, as a matter of fact, to make arrangements for the big military display next week.
Really?
Oh, it'll be the biggest spectacle for years. The PM's taking the salute at the march past, and I dare say I shall be asked to stand on his right hand.
Won't that make it hard for him to salute?
Oh, forgive my colleague. He rather resents my success, you see. Yeah.
Lennox Brown.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory.
All going well?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Yes, yes. I'm sending a memo to the army people to say they can use Earl's Court.
Well done, well done. The Ministry of Defence seem pleased with you. They want you to do another job.
Oh, all my skills are at their disposal, sir.
Well, I take it you're familiar with counter-espionage devices. Well, top British scientists have got a remarkable bug.
There's a lot of it about, sir.
Now, be quiet, Lamb. I'm addressing your senior colleague. The bug is no bigger than a walnut, but it can scramble and destroy any radio signals in its area.
Amazing, sir.
You know, this scrambler bug has to be tested at the Ministry of Defence Scrambling Centre.
Scrambling Centre, sir?
At Egham. Now, you're to get this device sent there today, collected from my office after lunch.
Here you go, sir, yes.
You know, sometimes Sir Gregory reminds me of a crocodile. I don't know whether he's smiling or getting ready to bite someone.
Did you stand with the PM at last night's display, once?
As a matter of fact, no. No, obviously my invitation got lost in the post.
What a pity.
Well, I mean, I had other commitments anyway, really. I stayed at home and got on with my rug making.
There's a man outside with a military uniform.
Well, I don't want it, Mildred. Tell him to take it to Lost Property.
No, sir, he's in it, isn't he? He's an army officer, see? Says he's Captain Bacon from Egham.
Ah, Egham, yeah, that's the Ministry Scrambling Centre. Yeah, shine in, will you?
Oh, adios, sir. This way, Captain. Captain Bacon.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Leonard Brown, sir.
Yes, sir. And this is my junior colleague, sir, Mr. Lamb.
Morning, sir.
Stand at ease, my man. Now, sir, we've tested this scrambler bug you sent us the other day, and I'm here to tell you it's a major breakthrough. This is really big, sir. Very big indeed.
I thought it was rather small.
Exactly, but that's what makes it so big. Too small to be spotted, you see, yet it can wreck the enemy's radio. I have it here, sir. And I want you, sir...
Me, sir?
Yes, sir, to send it off to NATO HQ in Paris, sir.
NATO HQ in Paris, sir?
The HQ VIPs want to look at it PDQ, okay?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll put it in an envelope and pop it in post.
Oh, good Lord, sir. Not an envelope. It has to be secure, sir.
We'll gum the flap down. Oh, yes, yes. I mean, actually, my colleague here is very good at licking envelopes.
No, no, sir. It must go to Paris in a sealed box. Oh. Until it does, keep it absolutely secure.
Don't worry, Captain Bacon. We'll put it in our safe.
That safe? But it's got no door.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be all right, though. We'll hide it in the tea caddy.
Now, don't worry. You can rely on us, Captain Bacon. Yes, the bug will be safe here till it goes to Paris in a sealed box. We ministry men have our methods, you know.
Ah, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, tickety-boo, eh? Enough said, sir.
More than enough.
I'll leave it in your hands then, sir. I've got to get back to Egham to test our new shell.
Couldn't make out if he was saluting or twitching.
Yes, there's a lot carried on in Shepherd's Bush. Huh? All the locals are complaining about noises in the night.
What sort of noises?
Noises. They say it was like gunfire and soldiers marching.
Perhaps it's that circus on Shepherd's Bush Green. They can be noisy, all those ferocious ladies and bearded tigers.
There's no circus there, Mr. Lamb. Shepherd's Bush Green was reserved for them army people. I typed the memo, didn't I?
No, Mildred, the circus was going there.
The army people were to go to Earl's Court. Mm. Hey, good grief! Don't say you mixed up the memos, you stupid girl!
Oh, don't shout at me, sir. You know it upsets me.
Upset you? What about me? I mean, what about me? What about the 4,000 people at Earl's Court last night waiting to see a military display?
What did they see?
Oh, glory.
I just hope Sir Gregory doesn't find out.
Well, don't be daft. Don't be daft. Even at that Earl's Court. With the Prime Minister's party.
Oh. It was only a mistake. We're not all blooming perfect.
Here you are.
At the moment, sir, yes, but we can leave at once if you wish.
Don't move, any of you. I don't know why you blundered. I don't know how you blundered.
It was all quite simple, really.
Oh, silence, Lamb. I was at Earl's Court last night with a PM and service chief from the NATO countries.
Oh, dear.
A huge audience had come to see a display of our military might. And what did they see?
Surprises.
The loudspeaker said the show would open with a parade of Britain's latest means of defense. At which point, there appeared three lions and a man breathing fire down his nostrils.
Oh, most unfortunate, sir.
After that, we expected a display of field tactics. Field tactics! Three elephants came on and walked around on their hind legs.
Did any of the NATO chiefs pass an opinion, sir?
Yes, and so did one of the elephants. After that, a dozen clowns ran in and threw buckets of whitewash over the VIPs.
Were you soaked, sir?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that was lucky.
It all went over the PM.
I suppose he wasn't pleased.
Well, he tried to protest, but at that moment a camel standing behind him made a particularly rude noise.
Blimey, a camel!
He then frothed at the mouth, lowered his head, and charged out into the street. And so did the camel.
We can explain this unfortunate mix-up, sir.
I don't want any explanations.
Oh, good.
They'd only incite me to murder.
Oh, dear.
If you want to save face, keep the lower half shut. And get this blasted circus out of Earl's Court at once.
We send it to Shepherd's Bush where it should have been in the first place.
No! The Shepherd's Bush people are up in arms. Get rid of the blasted circus altogether.
I'll tell you what, sir. We'll get rid of it altogether.
Yeah. And there had better be no more slip-ups. Next week, a senior ministry inspector, Miss Maud Hardwick, is coming around to inspect all departments.
Oh, yeah. I've heard Miss Hardwick's very tough. They say she looks like a cross between Mrs. Thatcher and Kojak.
There is no resemblance to Mrs. Thatcher.
Oh.
She's checking on efficiency. And woe betide you both if you don't measure up to her standards.
Hello, Mr. Wilkins. Are you looking for the babes in the wood?
Oh, well, I... Pardon?
Mr. Lamb and Mr. O.B.
Oh.
They're out on some job for the Ministry of Defence. Can I help you?
Well, there's a man on his way up to see them. Lord Lovis, the doorman said.
Lord Lovis? He's that circus owner. Fancy a real live lord coming here. What do I do?
I should take the rollers out of your hair for a start. Oh, my word, this will be him. Come in, your worship. Allow it.
Proud to make your humble acquaintanceship, old lordship.
Ah, never mind the lordship, love. The name's Fred Ogg. Lord Lewis is just my professional name, Nog.
Oh.
Looks good on the posters, say, but I'm not really a lord. We respectable folk, you know. Now, it's you lot wrote and told me to disband my circus.
Well, we did send you compensation.
Oh, why, you're very generous with public money, I must say. I'm retiring to the south of France on it.
I'm sorry about the circus, though.
Oh, I'm not bothered. I sold the lions to one of them stately homes. And the human cannonball was no problem. He was due to be fired anyway. Now, I've just got one worry. Performing seal.
Performing seal?
Oh, can't get rid of him, no way. I reckon the ministry should help me find a home for him, like. I mean, it's your lot to give us a chop.
Well, I'm afraid me bosses are out at the moment. Perhaps you could phone this afternoon. Ask for Mr. Lennox Brown. I'm sure he'll help if he can.
Right, I'll ring him about three, then. Thanks a lot, each. Till out a bit, pal.
Well, I must get moving. I've got the afternoon off. My boyfriend's taking me to Bath.
Oh, in Somerset?
No, back at his place. I hope Tom and Jerry can manage the office without.
3:01. As Mills is not here, shall I make the tea?
Yes, good idea, too. Don't forget the water this time.
Yeah, don't worry. And I'll remember that bit about boiling it, too.
Yeah, I must see about this scrambler bug. I found a small steel box to pack it in.
So we can dispatch it today?
Well, I hope so. I'm waiting for the wax seal to make it secure. Patty Scott said he'd ask around in stationery and get someone to ring me.
A wax seal? That's a good idea. Oh, and I found the address of NATO headquarters in Paris.
Oh, good. What is it?
NATO headquarters, Paris.
Thank you very much. Yes, well, now, you address the label, and I'll put the bug in the box.
Hello, Lennox Brown.
Now then, Mr. Lennox Brown, what about the seal? They told me to ring you personally.
Ah, yes, yes, the seal, yes. Well, we'd like to have it as soon as possible.
Would you like it here? In your office?
Well, naturally, yes. I mean, I have a suitable box ready and waiting. We're expecting the seal this afternoon.
Oh, I can't do that, I'm afraid. I'm getting ready to leave for the south of France. I'll let you have it tomorrow, last thing, before I go. Ta-ra, then.
Well, that's a strange chap. Started telling me about his holiday arrangements. Still, we'll get the seal tomorrow.
It's tomorrow that the inspector woman comes round checking up on the business end.
Yes, well, we must see if she doesn't find any here.
Morning, Juan.
Ah, you're in early as well. Yeah. Well, we must get busy at once, too, and prepare the office for Miss Hardwick's visit.
I'll put away the golf clubs and you hide the dots and the marmalade.
Right.
I say, there's a big crate in the middle of the office.
By Jove, that's odd. Hang on, there's a note on top. What does it say here? Here with seal as promised.
That's a big box for a wax seal. Perhaps they've sent more than one.
Well, they're a funny lot in stationery. Yeah, open it up, too, will you, while I cover the Playgirl calendar with this picture of Mr. Gladstone.
Yes, right you are.
Oh, and we must get rid of these socks of yours from your in tray. Look, I tell you what, I'll put them in your out tray. We don't... Two. What's the matter? Two, you've gone all white and wobbly.
It's a seal. In the box. It's a seal.
Well, of course it's a seal. I mean, we asked for a seal. Here. Oh, glory. It's a seal.
It's a performing seal. Look, it's balancing my brolly on its nose.
Well, never mind that. But why the devil is it here? Here, let me see that note again.
Yes, there you are.
Here with seal as promised. PTO. Lou will miss the circus life, but I'm sure he'll get to like you. P.S. Lou needs 2 buckets full of fresh fish every day. I've left 1 bucket in the crate to start you off. Signed, Lord Lovers.
Good grief. This is part of that circus clangor. This seal looks a bit like you, Andy.
Hey.
Same droopy moustache, same shiny nose. Oh, sorry, Lou.
Two, pull yourself together. We've got to get rid of this brute at once if Miss Hardwick sees him. She'll think we've made some sort of a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Then we would be in trouble. Perhaps we should take him along to the men's room. She may not go in there.
look, there isn't time. She's due any minute. We'd probably meet her in the corridor.
Maybe we should put him in the map cupboard. All right, it was only a suggestion.
Look out, there's someone coming. Now, yes. quick.
Right.
Now, look, put your overcoat round the seal.
Yes.
Now, sit him up straight in that chair.
Right.
Yeah. Shove your bowler hat on his head. Now, look, Miss Hardwick may think he's a colleague of ours.
Good idea. Yeah. Come along, Lou. Sit still.
Give him some fish to keep him quiet.
All right. You? There you are, then. You're welcome.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Good morning. Lennox Brown and Lamb, General Assistance Department.
Oh, come in, madam. Yes, you must be Miss Hardwick.
Of course I am, man. Who the blazes did you think I was?
Oh.
I said I'd be here at 10, and here I am at 10 on the dot. Oh, and who's this?
That's Lou. Our colleague, Mr. Lewis. Yes, Lou, for short.
Good morning, Mr. Lewis. That's odd. His name doesn't appear on my list.
Ah, well, he's only just arrived, you see.
Indeed. Which department have you come from, Mr. Lewis?
Oh, Gloria.
Oh, I see. From accounts. Sounds rather gruff. Have you got a cold? Mr. Lamb, what the devil's that on your desk? Looks like a bucket of fish.
Oh, yes, sir, it does. It looks really like a bucket of fish, doesn't it?
It is a bucket of fish, Miss Hardwick, yes. It's my colleague's breakfast. He comes to the office early, you see, and he has a working breakfast.
Yes, I'm very fond of fish.
Yeah.
Well, eat it up, ma'am. Don't mind me.
Eat it? Now?
But go on, Sue. Go on. You heard what Miss Hardwick said.
Well, don't dither, man. No. I can't stand ditherers. Eat up your raw fish at once.
Oh, if you insist. Delicious.
Good gracious. What are you doing, Mr. Lewis? He seems to be juggling a book on his nose.
Yes, he's balancing our accounts, you see. Would you care to see some of our work, Miss Hardwick?
There's no need for that. I've already formed my conclusion. You seem extremely jumpy and ill at ease, and Mr. Lamb is worse. I suspect a guilty conscience.
Oh, surely, madam.
That will do, Lennox Brown.
That will do.
It's clear the only one here who gets on with the job without chattering is Mr. Lewis. My report will place him ahead of you two in both industry and intelligence.
Bring in another bowl of sugar, would you, Mildred?
But that's the third lot this morning, Mr. Lamb. And you never usually take sugar at all.
It's not for me, it's for Lou. I throw the sugar lumps and he catches them. Look, like this. Catch, Lou.
Oh, isn't he clever? Yeah. He makes a lovely pet, I must say.
Mr. LB doesn't think so. He says a seal in the office could get us in very bad odour. We spent most of yesterday trying to get rid of him, but that circus chap's gone abroad.
Morning, Thor. Mildred.
But, oh, glory, that seal again. But we must get rid of him today.
Oh, must we, sir? Lou's given Mr. Lamb an interest in life.
Oh, yes, well, that's an achievement, I admit, yes. But if the powers that be found out about this, we'd all get the sack. Look, he's got to go, too, and quick.
I'll nip down the canteen and get some more sugar lunch.
Yes, well, I'll ring the Norris PCA as soon as we've dealt with the scrambler bug.
Oh, the scrambler bug, I'd forgotten all about that.
Yes, well, it's as well some of us stay awake, too. I told our security people how immensely valuable it is, and they've supplied the ideal container. So if you'll just pass me the bug, I'll pack it and we'll send it off.
Oh, yes, it's in the safe. Good. Now, let me see. Crimps Halls, Tea Caddy, the scrambler bug. Here they are. Catch one.
Don't throw it too.
What? No, it's not for you. Oh, dear, he thought it was a sugar lump. He swallowed it.
The seals swallowed the bug?
I'm afraid so. I think he rather enjoyed the taste. Is there another?
Well, of course there isn't another. That bug was priceless, man. It's unique. NATO headquarters are waiting for it. And your wretched seal has swallowed it. This is high treason, too.
Oh, dear. You'll tell them I didn't mean it, won't you? I mean, my arm sort of accidentally twitched, and there it was. Gone forever.
Well, not gone forever, come to think of it.
Not gone forever?
Well, not forever, too, no. I mean, it'll come out in the end, won't it?
I don't understand.
Well, it's elementary, isn't it? I mean, the seal can't digest a metal bug, so in time it'll...
Oh, you mean it'll...
Yes.
Will it?
Of course.
When?
Well, how should I know? When it does, you can rescue it. Now, the trouble is, we'll now have to keep this blessed animal for a bit.
We'd better hide him in the cupboard after all.
Yes,
come along, Lou. You'll be all right in there. You can have a nice splash in the fire bucket.
Keep that seal quiet, too, and shut the cupboard door, will you? Someone's coming.
Now then, little son.
Oh, hello, Seal. Hello, sir. Do come in, Sir Gregory.
Oh, never mind the chatter, man. Nature HQ in Paris just rang. Why haven't they got the scrambler bug yet?
Ah. Oh. The scrambler bug yet? Well, I'm afraid it's been delayed internally.
Good Lord. Is it in a safe place?
Oh, very, sir. Yes. Sir.
Sealed away?
What? Oh, yes, you could say that, sir. You could say that, yes. Yes, we've not been able to dispatch it yet, as we haven't the right container.
So you're keeping it here in lieu?
In lieu? Oh, yes. Yes, we hope the bug will be on the move tomorrow, through the usual channels.
Well, I'm glad you rang anyway, Bernard. I wanted to thank you for last night. Noddy and Big Ears, they'll be very pleased. Oh, hello, I can hear them coming. I can't wait to tell them the news. I'll see you later, love.
Morning, Mildred.
Morning, Mildred.
Good news, sir. My boyfriend's done you a big favour.
Hmm?
He come round with his van last night and took your seal to the zoo.
No, that was kind of... What?
Good. Grief, you mean? The seal's not here.
Ah, he popped it into the pool with all them other seals and sea lions and things.
In the pool at the zoo?
Yeah.
Our seal? How could you let him do a thing like that?
Blimey. Yesterday you were on about getting rid of it. You said we could all get the sack.
But that was before. Since then he swallowed it and we're waiting for it, but we don't know whether it has or it hasn't. And if it hasn't, well, it's because we haven't had it.
Oh, don't stand there burbling, too. Yes, we must go to the zoo and get that animal back right now.
Where is the seal pool, Mildred? On the left as you go in, isn't it? There's no time to lose.
Good. Oh, too. There's dozens of seals in that pool.
Yeah. Look, how are we going to tell which is Lou?
Oh, I think it's that one there. He winked at me just now.
Oh, yes, well, thank heavens there aren't many people about. Now, you can slip in and get him and no one will notice.
Yes, then we can... What? Get in the pool? Why me?
Well, because you're the junior executive.
Yes,
well, come on, don't fuss. I'll hold your brolly in your briefcase while you jump in and grab it.
I'll get wet.
Oh, stop quibbling, too, and get a move on.
Don't push, or you'll have us both in the water.
Let go of me.
Yes,
on, then. Look out, your pool.
Oh, hell,
oh,
no. Oh,
dear.
I don't see why we had to dress Lou in my hat and overcoat.
Get him out past the gatekeeper. You can't just walk out of a zoo carrying a seal and put it in your car. And we'd look pretty silly trying to explain he'd swallowed an amazing new gadget.
I suppose you're right. There's an article about the scrambler bug in today's paper.
Which paper?
The one I'm wearing. It says the bug will scramble all radio waves within 20-mile radius. It can ruin an enemy's communications.
Oh, well, thank heavens we got it back, that's all.
Yeah.
Ah, here we are, too. Now, get Lou off the back seat.
Okay.
And we take him up to the office.
Yes. Well, he's not on the back seat. He's gone.
Gone? Well, he can't have gone.
He has. He must have jumped out when you stopped at those traffic lights.
Good grief. Then he could be anywhere in London. With the scrambler bug inside him. It's a disaster.
It certainly is. He's got my coat and new bowler hat.
Wow.
Here is the news, read by Brian Martin. There has been widespread interference with radio waves in the London area today. A series of radio taxis did U-turns in Piccadilly and raced up to Burlington Arcade. And aircraft coming into Heathrow have been wrongly directed to land on Paddington Recreation Ground. The Concorde, which took off for Bahrain, has flown to Barnsley and back 5 times and is now reported to be flying round the post office tower in ever-decreasing circles. The source of this disturbance is not yet known, but police are anxious to interview a performing seal who may be able to assist with their inquiries. The seal escaped from custody today wearing a bowler hat and black overcoat. RSPCA officials thought they'd trapped it in Whitehall and brought it down with an anaesthetic dart, but it turned out they'd shot an elderly, moustached civil servant.
Look, Mildred, I think Mr. Lennox Brown's waking up.
About blooming time. Them knockout darts really worked, didn't they? He slept for over a week.
Yeah, lucky we were here to prop him up at his desk so no one noticed the difference.
Wake up, Mr. Lennox Brown. You're all right now. You're in the office.
Oh, I should have dropped off for a moment.
Good Lord. Where's the seal? What about the bug?
The seal was caught and he's in the zoo run and we've got the bug back.
And is Sir Gregory furious?
Oddly enough, he's delighted.
Delighted?
The Ministry of Defense think it was all a clever experiment. They say hiding the bug in an animal is an ideal way to infiltrate sensitive areas.
Good Lord.
We could even get one inside the Kremlin. The guard would never notice the odd seals fitting in.
Yes, that's true.
Sir Gregory has been commended by the PM, and he's awarded us extra luncheon vouchers.
Well, I'm glad. I think I'll just nod off again. This office seems to run better when I'm asleep.
Yes, you can say that.
Getting the Bug, as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham, and produced by Edward Taylor.